What's on the Box? By Peter Corey. Character illustrations by John Stewart. Switched On. Over the last 100 years, the way we communicate with each other and how we find out about the world has changed.
Communication then and now. 100 years ago. Using our voices. Using our hands and faces. Books and magazines. Letters and telegrams. Carrier pigeon. Now. Using our voices. Using our hands and faces. Books and magazines. Letters and faxes. Radio. Phone. Email. Text messages. Internet blogs and chat rooms. Television.
Can you think of any other ways we communicate? Television is now in most of our homes. It has changed the way we communicate. There are nearly 2 billion television sets in the world. There are over 100 different channels to choose from. No wonder we sometimes watch too much television.
How many TVs do you have in your house? The Simpsons are a famous family who love to watch TV.
Have you ever wondered how the pictures get on to your TV? Or how TV programs are made? We are going to look at how television works. How a TV works. From the TV station to your home. A television set picks up video and audio signals sent from a television station. The television turns these signals into the pictures we see and the sounds we hear.
1. The people who make TV programs record pictures and sounds. These are turned into digital signals. 2. The signals are sent to a TV channel at a TV station. For example, BBC, Cartoon Network, Channel 5. 3. The TV station transmits the signals to a satellite high up in space. 4. The satellite sends the signals back to Earth. 5. The signals are sent to satellite dishes, cables, phone lines, or aerials attached to people's homes. 6. The signals pass down a wire and into your television.
How does the signal get turned into pictures again? From signal to screen. Once the digital signals have reached your television, they need to be turned back into pictures and sound.
1. The signals reach a decoder in the TV set. The decoder sends the picture signals to pixels on the TV screen. 2. Picture signals are sent as red, green, and blue colors. 3. As the colors hit the pixels, they light up. This makes the pictures and colors we see on screen. 4. The digital sound signals are added and sent to speakers in the TV set. 5. You can now watch the pictures and hear the sound. Fact box. Pixel is short for picture element. A pixel is a single dot on a TV screen. Thousands of pixels make up the picture. The more pixels there are, the better the picture. The person who invented television must have been very clever. I wonder who thought all this up.
Early TV. 100 years ago, there were no televisions. Many scientists and inventors were busy trying to make them. John Logie Baird got there first. On the 27th of January, 1926, he showed the first working television in public. In 1936, there were only 200 television sets in use around the world. TVs were not common in homes until the 1940s. The first television sets were large wooden cabinets with tiny screens.
John Logie Baird and one of his first working televisions. It looks a lot different to TVs today.
TV Now. Television has moved on a lot from the early days. Now there are millions of TV sets, and we can watch TV programs on mobile phones, wristwatches, handheld computers, MP3 players, the internet. We can choose what we want to watch and when. We can choose how we want to see it. There is already lots of choice, but technology keeps on changing. What do you think will happen in the future? Can you think of a cool new way to watch TV? Making TV programs. Some television programs are recorded in a studio. Others are recorded outside a studio. This is called on location. Location, location. Filming on location is when a program is made at a real place. This could mean anywhere, inside or outside, on top of a building, in a tunnel, under the sea or up a mountain. Lots of programs, especially news and sports programs, are filmed out on location.
At sports events, it must be hard to know what is going to happen and where to point the camera.
On set. Sometimes programs cannot be filmed in a real place. This may be because the story being told happens in a different time or in an imaginary place. A special set may have to be built.
Doctor Who is set in an imaginary world, so they have to build special sets to create this world. This is the set of the workhouse from the television drama Oliver Twist.
In a studio. Other programs, such as chat shows and game shows, are filmed in studios. Sometimes audiences are asked in to watch the show.
There are three cameras being used here to film this show. This way, all angles are covered.
What job would you want to do?
Jobs in TV. There are lots of people who will work on a television program. Here are some of the jobs that you can do. Actor. Acts out the scene. Director. Guides the actors through a scene. Wardrobe. Looks after the clothes for the actors. Camera operator. Records the pictures. Grip. Lays the cables and looks after the camera. Sound recordist. Records the sound. Boom operator. Holds the microphone. Gaffer. Is in charge of the lights and electrics. Runner. Make sure everyone has what they want.
After filming. After all the pictures and sound have been recorded, they have to be put together in the right order to make a program. Sometimes special effects need to be added. Special effects are used to alter the recorded pictures by adding, removing, or changing the way people and things look. This is often done with the help of computers. An editor will put all the different parts together with the help of the director.
Here, video editors are putting together a sports show ready to be broadcast. Screens. Editor. Mixing desk.
Types of programs. The news. TV can help us find out what is going on in the world. It can communicate the news as soon as it happens, even if it happens on the other side of the world.
The news is shown at regular intervals on many TV channels. These villagers in Africa are talking to a reporter. How do you think people heard about the news before there were TVs?
On the 21st of July 1969, Neil Armstrong became the first man to walk on the moon. 600 million people around the world watched this happen on television. In 2001, Ellen MacArthur became the youngest person and the fastest woman to sail around the world on her own. News programs across the world reported on her progress as she sailed into the record books. What important news stories have you seen on TV? Our world. 100 years ago, most people did not know very much about our world. People read about far-off places in books. Now, TV can communicate sights and sounds from around the world to everyone. We can watch volcanoes erupt from the safety of our homes. We can see far-off countries without going anywhere. We can get close to endangered animals in their natural habitats. Explorers and naturalists use television to share their knowledge of the world. One of the most famous naturalists is Sir David Attenborough. For more than 50 years, he has been filming our planet and its wildlife and sharing his knowledge and experience. His TV programs have helped us to know more about our planet and how precious it is.
I want to be like David Attenborough when I grow up. Who do you want to be like? David Attenborough with a rare golden eagle.
Entertainment. Television is not just for watching the news and finding out about the world. There are programs to entertain us too. There are music and sport programs, soaps, cartoons, quiz shows, films, travel shows, comedy and drama programs.
The quiz show The Weakest Link is presented by Anne Robinson. It has been so popular that it is now shown in 75 countries around the world.
There are lots of special interest channels too. Music channels, history channels, movie channels, shopping channels, cartoon channels. What's your favourite type of TV programme?
Scooby-Doo was a cartoon first shown in 1969 and is still popular today. SpongeBob SquarePants was created by Steve Hillenburg. He came up with the idea because he used to be a marine biologist, which means that he studied life under the sea.
Did you know? The first UK TV broadcast was made on the 20th of August 1929. We spend an average of 28 hours a week watching TV. That's 4 hours a day. Boys generally watch more TV than girls. Blue Peter is the longest-running children's TV programme in the world. It started in 1958 and is still running today.
How much time do you spend watching TV? This is Gethin Jones. He was a Blue Peter presenter from 2005 to 2008.
Sesame Street is the most widely viewed children's series in the world. It started in 1969 and has won over 100 awards. Batman was first shown on television in 1966. He started life in a comic in 1939. The Simpsons has been shown in more than 90 countries. It is the longest-running cartoon show. TV timeline. 1900. The word television is used for the first time. 1925. A Scotsman called John Logie Baird transmits the first television image. 1926. John Logie Baird shows television working in public. 1930. There are just 200 TV sets in the world. 1951. The first colour TVs go on sale. 1956. The TV remote control is invented. 1969. TV is broadcast from the moon. 2009. There are now 2 billion TV sets in the world.
Now we can watch TV anywhere. Amazing!